Ignorant, we gon' bring that racket like it's Wimbledon. Discipline, but yet you find anyone equivalent. Ain't no podcast similar, now you won't find no synonyms. Be produced by Q Smith, sound like it's by Timbaland. JBB in charge, EG set the bar. Coop be sipping water tree, and Turk gon' lay the law. Jokes may go too far, but that's just who we are. Prolific, so gifted, words that have your soul lifted. So consistent, yeah, so different. Ain't nobody copy that lane. Carry that torch, heat up the game. Ain't nobody got that flame. Different, different. Man, this intro different. Man, this intro ignorant. God damn.
And what's good, ladies and gentlemen? You know what day it is, and you know what time it is. It's time for another edition, rendition. I don't need to continue the rest because you know it by now. Edition of the one and only D180 University podcast. I am your host, the most eaten toast here, and Ghost Sam Darnold is no longer in New York, so he ain't got to pay them prices. Jay Brown coming to you semi-live from, once again, multiple undisclosed locations. Today, I'm not going to lie to you, y'all. Today is going to be a negative-ass show fueled by chaos and negativity. And that's fine because you can't be positive all the damn time, and I'm funny, so we're going to make this thing rock. With me is my partner in crime, who's on the show so much. We're both raiding on residual checks from either one of our shows, who is fueled by chaos himself. Ladies and gentlemen, the man all the way from Bristol. The man is from Montgomery County, but you know what I meant. Ladies and gentlemen, Captain Scully, what's good?
What is good, everybody? It's good to be back. You know, it's been a lot happening in the news cycle and in the personal lives of some of us since the last time I was here, but we ain't gonna get into that. We're not choosing violence today, at least not yet. Shout out to y'all.
Not just yet. And you know what? We may be choosing violence, but you know what we're not choosing, Scully?
I don't know.
We're not choosing to go down the Mar-a-Lago. We don't need to explain anymore. If you know, you know.
Right.
So, I know what y'all are thinking. Jamal, a lot has happened since you heard from us, and we just can't wait to hear what you have to say. Now, we're not going to cue the music just yet. I'm just going to state some facts, and y'all are going to agree with some facts. So we're going to start the show. I'm going to get right into it. We're going to make it do what it do. So to start off, my favorite basketball player of all time, Captain Scully, would you like to remind the people who that is?
Karl Malone. I know that's mine.
Ben Simmons, the man from Australia, number one overall pick at LSU to the Philadelphia 76ers, who no longer plays there, has recouped and has reached a settlement with the Philadelphia 76ers over his lost wages this past season for him choosing not to play basketball. The exact amount is undisclosed, but it's saying it's around $20 million or so. And I'm just here to say, look, it is fair for athletes to want their money. It is fair for them to, you know, have emotional damage and, you know, want to be paid for their emotional damage. It is okay for them to have problems with their mental health and want to receive help from their mental. And I can't do this anymore. Cue my music. Ben Simmons, you stole money from multiple NBA franchises this year, and you tried to get it back from the Sixers because you decided you didn't want to play basketball no more because you decided to sit out. What, nothing wrong with you at that point, except you didn't want to shoot the damn ball. Ben Simmons, how many more times can I slander you before you get the point? It may never reach you, but damn it, I'm going to keep trying until it does. Ben Simmons, how you gonna make an organization give you $20 million for something that you decided to do? Maybe they didn't treat you the best. Yeah, maybe they insulted you. But you chose to stop playing back. You chose to stop trying to put the ball in the basket. Ben Simmons, we would have been happy if you just threw the bitch at the backboard at that point. You didn't even try. Shaq has attempted a three-pointer in his life. Dwight Howard, Yao Ming, and could none of them hit the red side of a barn. But I don't think you could hit the blue side of the earth. And it's 70% blue. How, Ben Simmons? How did we let this happen? Why are we as a nation We used to be a proper nation. Our basketball players used to play basketball. They used to throw things at the backboard when people said they couldn't shoot. We used to launch things at the basket as the shot clock ran out, as the quarter clock ran out, as the half clock ran out, as the game clock ran out. We used to just chunk it up because, hey, it's better than nothing. But Ben Simmons does not agree with that. He is more progressive than that. He thinks we can just deal with layups and 3-foot hook shots and the world will be okay.
Like this the 1980s or something.
They shot more threes than Ben Simmons before there was a 3-point line.
It's a damn shame. You know, it's really a damn shame. It is a damn owl shame, you know, because I'm just thinking about it. You know, the country of Australia is just really going through it right now with their basketball talent, whether it's Ben Simmons or Liz Cambage. I'm just like, bro, what is wrong with basketball players in Australia that just don't want to play basketball no more? Like, what are y'all doing? Y'all would rather be fashion icons and wrestle with koalas and kangaroos and shit. It's just like, bro, what is going on?
Look, the Olympics are in a couple years, and y'all gonna have to answer to Hattie Mills why y'all not competing. Why y'all making him look bad? Olympic Hattie Mills is fire. It's great.
Exactly.
But no, y'all trying to screw up. Yeah. Just, I honestly don't know where to go from here. I did not know it could get to this point. The big question through all of this is Ben Simmons going to play basketball next year?
And will it be for the Nets? Because at this point, don't nobody want to play for them.
Nobody.
Not Kyrie, KD. He could be
packaged with KD and Kyrie tomorrow, for all we know, with Steve Nash.
And Sean Marks, apparently. It's like, you know, just all of them hold hands and walk out the city together.
There is no brotherly love. From what I've witnessed. That's New York.
They're in New York. It's the concrete jungle.
Yes, but it all started in the city of brotherly love.
Right. It's like Meek Mill once said, he saw his dreams unfold and his nightmares come true. He happens to be from Philadelphia. He was probably talking about Ben Simmons.
You know what? Ben Simmons is in New York, and apparently this is what his dreams are made of. They made of a whole beach.
And there's nothing we can do.
Nothing we can do. And let me start this. I know y'all think I don't like Ben Simmons personally. And he's partially right. Not gonna lie, you're partially right. I'm just saying, as a failed athlete myself, I will never say that I could ever compete with Ben Simmons on his level. I've never said I was a better anything than Ben Simmons. I don't even think I'm a better shooter because, hell, we don't know if he can't shoot because he won't shoot. I'm just saying, as a competitor, as a professional athlete, as someone who's been playing a sport their whole life, dog, you don't want to get out there and play? You want to get out there and compete? Like, even Kyrie, as much bullshit as he goes through, we don't never question if he wants to play. We don't never question how hard he plays on the court. Why, Ben Simmons? Why?
Well, I will argue that we did question for a while if he wanted to play. There were people that were like, they wouldn't be surprised if Kyrie just retired.
Yes. We would not be surprised if Kyrie just ups and retires mid-game. But when he's on the court, no one has ever questioned Kyrie about how hard he plays, this and that. He ain't gonna pass up no shots. Ben Simmons, 7 foot tall.
Well, passing up shots is kind of how we got here in the first place.
Yes. You're not wrong.
ESPN 30 for 30. What if I told you that the shot that he passed up wasn't on the court?
Was on the court. And I'm just saying, Kyrie is a menace. He screws with a locker room, but damn it, when he's on the court, he gonna do what Kyrie does. Exactly. Ben Simmons passed up dunking on Trae Young, who is not even taller than me. So why? How we do this? How we get here?
It's a mess. I'm surprised he wasn't at New York Fashion Week because I guess he spent most of the playoffs being at New York Fashion Week, I guess. But yeah,
his fashion week was in May.
Yeah.
But I'm just tired of talking about this. We're going to move on to our next head case. This man, look, let me premise this. Receivers, we already get a bad rap. We already get marked as Madonnas and dramatic and this and that, blah, 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 blah. We're the only position that is dependent 100% on somebody else. So, damn it, I'm sorry if we a little dramatic if we don't get the ball for three quarters and then want to throw it to us when it's important. Nah, where was this three quarters? I digress. Y'all know where I'm going with this. Antonio Brown, subject of many, many controversies over the last 3 to 4 years, came out with a statement a few days ago. And, well, damn it, it was the most Antonio Brown thing that we've heard this week. I don't need to read
next to put that shit on.
I don't need to read the quote directly, but Captain Scully, would you like to paraphrase for the people?
Yeah. So he said, put that shit on. Hey, put that shit on. No, not that. Sorry. Wrong statement.
Not that quote. The other quote.
He said, basically, he did not regret calling his boss a cracker in Oakland, which I too would not regret calling a white man a cracker because he probably deserved it. But it got better. He did not regret tripping over his feet. He did not regret issues about the Rydell helmet that he made a big issue about when he was in Oakland. He did not regret forcing a trade to New England. He did not regret throwing his pads off in Tampa Bay and waving and doing all that craziness when he walked off the field. In fact, the only thing, in his words, that he did regret is that I will never get to see me play again. You guys got robbed of the Antonio Brown experience, and that's the only thing I regret. What in the Terrell Owens? I love me some me. Greatest quote in football history.
Just, again, I know they say scientifically you can't really see CTE until we go in after you die and start dissecting and analyzing your brain. Bro, if these are not the signs of CTE, I don't know what is.
Or CTE.
Or ASS. I don't know what else it could be. Because, dear Lord, who even thinks that's an okay thing to say? Who thinks that's okay to say out loud, let alone to a publication? Like, I don't even think thoughts like this.
The only thing he would have done, well, I kind of do, but the only thing that would have made it better is if he would have been speaking in the third person. That's the only thing that could have made this better. If he would have been like, you guys will miss Antonio Brown and seeing Antonio Brown play. Antonio Brown is regretful for what he has done. That would have been the only thing to make this, that would have been the cherry on top of the cake. Like, or icing on top of the cake, whatever.
This man is a real life supervillain. Like, how is this a thing? How does this happen? How do we let something like this happen? And now he's gonna bitch and moan. Like, I don't know why a team hasn't taken a chance on me. I don't know why a team hasn't signed me. Really, AB, you don't?
He's gonna keep going back and forth because we know a couple weeks from now he's gonna have a statement like, damn. Like, he just, like, a week before this, he was telling Jerry Jones to call him, which I think Jerry would do, because if it's one thing Jerry Jones loves more than winning, it's ratings.
And publicity.
And he would sign Antonio Brown in a heartbeat, especially in that receiver room.
Oh, best believe, if the Cowboys were on Hard Knocks right now, AB would be in the building.
Forget Hard Knocks. He'd be in the building anyway. Jerry Jones would sign Osama bin Laden if he could throw the football.
I mean, Osama bin Laden, low-key 6'6", so you know that's a jump ball specialist.
I was about to say, he could rush the passer, you know. He could rain down fire on him.
You know he throw that fire. But the point of it is, I don't know. There is no point. That's the point, that there isn't one. This man just talking out of his ass. Why do we let this happen? And he's just making a bad name for receivers. Why he do this to us, man? We have enough stigma behind us. There are enough stereotypes about wideouts. And then you?
Well,
I mean, he's just living up to the, he's just living up to the good name of receivers, you know? Yeah, that's all he's doing.
And you know, there's just something about these people named last name Brown. They just kind of throw it off. Orlando Brown,
Bobby Mr. Brown,
Antonio Brown. There's just something wrong with them Brown people, bro.
Three of them have something in common.
What's that?
Crack. Well, not Antonio. We don't know for sure. I mean, he might be doing, but
he might. It would be more excusable if he was. Now it would make more sense, honestly.
Yeah. Bobby in Orlando, that was crack. That was speaking. You know, when does crack enter the occasion? Enter the conversation.
It entered right now. It has to be entered somewhere.
Kids, don't smoke crack.
And you know what? AB from South Florida, it could very easily be cocaine too.
Or no. It don't even got to be cocaine. It could just be whatever in the water in South Florida. Because you know, ain't never been. See, actually, replace Antonio Brown with Florida man, and it would fit right in. Ain't never been a positive sentence in human history that started with the word Florida man.
AB is Florida man. Why are we splitting hairs here? He is Florida man.
He is the epitome of Florida man. Replace Antonio Brown with Florida man.
If we looked up Florida man in the dictionary, there'd be two pictures. There'd be AB and then the guy whose idea was to come up with the movie Sausage Party. If you know, you know. If you've ever seen it, that last 5 minutes, that's all I'm going to say.
That last 5 minutes is the only part I've seen.
I'm sorry. I'm really sorry.
I watched it a few times, actually.
To let you know.
Not on purpose.
Me and Eric, me and EG went to go see Sausage Party in the movie theater.
We kids knew it was some dummies thought that was a kid's movie.
See, no. We knew it wasn't no kid's movie. But
no, I know y'all did
not know. What we did not know is what was waiting for us at the end. And when I tell you, I shit you not, a whole theater in unison, we all said this phrase. What the fuck did I just watch? And then we agreed to never speak about it.
I think it's behind the paywall on Pornhub.
It's definitely, and you know what? If you got the Hub Premium, you have bigger problems in life.
Exactly.
Now, since we talked about we all saying one phrase, we got to move on to the next topic of have a topic called make them mad. What can you say in one phrase to anger and upset an entire population, fan base, or group of people? Captain Scully, would you like to kick us off? Because you seem pretty excited when I brought this up to you pre-show.
Yeah, no, I got a couple. You know, I just got so many. So, are we talking just in sports or in general in life?
This is life. General, anything with a heartbeat.
Got you. One thing you can never say in a room full of niggas is, I'm going to beat all y'all up. I'll beat everybody ass in here.
Yeah, that ain't going to hear well.
Being part of everybody, looking like, who ass you talking about? Because you ain't talking about my ass.
And you see, that's how you get jumped.
Who y'all? It's like, black people can't stand when you say y'all.
That's when you hit them with the Uncle Phil. We? We?
Who ass you gonna be? It's like, I'll be everybody ass. Who ass you gonna be, nigga?
Next thing you know, you getting stomped out by a bunch of dudes and Tims, and you ain't know where the Tims came from because it's summertime and y'all live in the South. Why right. Y'all even wear Tims?
Gonna hit you with that good old Kirk Franklin. Makes me clap my hand, makes me wanna dance. Stop.
There's gonna be a real revolution between your heart, lungs, and your liver. A lot of it.
Right.
And you know what? I'm going to follow your trend of violence because allow me to say this as loud and clearly as I can. Your zodiac sign is not a personality trait. You're just a shitty person.
You're terrible. You're ignorant. You're ignorant.
Terrible, as they would say it in Spanish-speaking places.
I just want you to understand the reason that you did not answer the phone
and wasted that man's time is not because of the Sagittarius in you. It's because of the shitty human being in you.
I got told last week that I felt that someone's dad being a dick to them was somewhat positive, and I was making a joke. And you know what my friend's response was?
Well, Magic Johnson was somewhat positive.
Not that kind of positive. Her response was, you thought that was positive? LOL, you must be a Sagittarius. Do I look like a horse to you? Do I look like a centaur to you? No, I ain't no Sagittarius. I'm a grown man. I have feelings. Don't call me no Greek mythology creature.
Right. It's like, man, I'm so sorry. I'm just a Virgo. No, you a bitch-ass nigga. That's what you is.
Exactly what you are. It's 110% what you are. Gully, what else you got?
All right. Now, I'm going to tell you that this one will just set an entire room off. You know, we're going to go in the realm of sports for a second. You know, because there's just so many I can choose from. But there is a particular fan base in your home state who, no matter the year, no matter what you did the previous year, no matter who the coach is, it don't matter what the roster looked like, you could lose every single starter from the previous season. And you know what this group will say at the beginning of every offseason? Those four dreadful words. This is our year. Dallas Cowboy fans, I'm here to tell you, no, the fuck is not.
Wait. This is the Dallas Cowboys? I thought we were talking about the Space City Trash Panda.
I mean, what's the difference?
don't take that personally, Space City Trash Pandas. We love you. We think you have the greatest name in all minor league sports. Hey, send a brother a jersey. I support.
Right.
But yes. Cowboy fans, no one cares what y'all did in 1995. No,
there is a whole segment of the population that has never known a Super Bowl in Dallas history. They've never seen one.
No one on your team was alive. One of your coaches and Kellen Moore wasn't alive. I don't need to be fact-checked on that because it's a joke, and as we know, jokes are better than facts. The point of it is Troy Aikman ain't walking through that door. Emmitt ain't walking through that door. Emmitt ain't walking through that door. Deion not walking through that door. Why y'all keep doing this to yourselves? It's okay to be realistic. It's okay to say, you know what? How about let's win a playoff game? Because you've only done it four times since I've been alive, and a brother turned 26 in a few weeks, so...
As they did that many times.
I know. And you know what? To finish all of this off, because I bet a bunch of Cowboy fans are too what I'm about to describe, I need y'all to hear me out because I'm going to let you know, I don't think I'm a great person, but damn it, I don't think I'm that much. I'm better than these people. I'm going to say it there. I'm better than these people. Ladies and gentlemen, you are not better than somebody because you don't drink soda, but you drink liquor. I think those two things counteract each other. And you know what? Soda ain't great for you, but alcohol is literal poison. Mm-hmm. So you don't look at me sideways because I want a Fanta or a Coke or a Sprite, but you drink Hennessy straight.
It's just like, and there's another group within there that you didn't even necessarily mention. The people that look down on smokers while you down in hookah in the club every week. It's like, bruh, yeah, you smoke cigarettes? Bitch, you do too. Like 10 of them a day with every drink.
Yours just happened to be tropical fruit flavored.
Right, and it's the Aki way. Like, that's really the only difference.
Honestly, it's the Aki way. Why do y'all do this to yourselves? I'm like, look, I'm not here to judge whether you do or do not do whatever. That's your life. But hey, man, don't judge my cherry Pepsi when you drink Crown and Coke double. Right. First of all, a good chunk of your drinks are alcohol and soda. So don't do you can't sit here and just judge me because I like bubbly things.
Right. Either drink your liquor straight or shut up.
Exactly. Shut your bitch ass mouth.
Right.
And I don't even drink soda nearly as much as you drinking that Henny.
No. Because
let's
know
talk what? About it.
Because you know what? There are people who go out every weekend, and I don't know a single soul that don't go out to the club or hookah or whatever and don't get a drink. When I go out, I get a drink. But you know what? I'm not judging somebody for drinking Patron when I'm drinking ginger ale. Ginger ale is soda. I don't know why we Black people really be trying to classify things. Ginger ale is soda.
It works. It's medicine. It works.
Oh, yeah, it worked. It definitely worked. You know, that Vicks Vapor Rub and my mama's personal favorite, the Robitussin.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It gets the job done. But you know what? We've been on this for a while. I guess we're going to go to take things a slightly more professional. Yeah, we're going to keep this thing ignorant. Stop listening to me. Y'all should know how the show
goes. Yeah, I could have gone way darker in that last segment, but I chose not to. I had the Karl Malone jokes fired up.
You always have Karl Malone jokes fired up. So what's the difference?
I just didn't say them. That's the deal.
True. Well, you know, get them lined up for this next segment. So Deion Sanders has come out reportedly multiple times saying that the NFL Hall of Fame ain't really what that is anymore. That they're just letting pretty much anybody in. And, you know, there's levels to who's a Hall of Famer, who's not. And you got to stop letting people in who didn't change the game.
Points were made.
Points were made.
Look at this last Hall of Fame class.
I don't think they're all necessarily valid or completely valid points, but they were made. But
no, not all of them. But the one part about they just letting anybody in, I mean, this is evidenced by this most recent class. All the people that weren't let in versus the ones that were. Yeah, I can see where he's coming from.
Yeah, ain't no reason Torrey Holt not in the Hall of Fame. Get y'all shit together. But
DeMarcus Ware
should be in the Hall of Fame. We're not here to talk about that Hall of Fame because we got an ignorant Hall of Fame. And you know what? We're putting people in it because all these ignorant people are game changers. Captain Scully, who you got at the top of your list of the ignorant game changer?
Ignorant game changer. Let me tell you something. I would say Bobby Bonilla, first ballot, the finesse king, 2040, I believe, is when he's going to stop getting paid by the Mets. And he hasn't played a game since 1997. Bobby Bonilla and Bernie Madoff, they come as a trade-off. They come as a package deal. This is just, I guess besides those two, that's honorary mention, I guess. Ignant Hall of Fame would have to go to, Urban Meyer.
Oh, Urban Meyer for sure goes into Ignant Hall of Fame. For many, many, many reasons that, hey, we don't need to necessarily discuss. Just know that 30 for 30, that's going to be the greatest 30 for 30 of all time. Like that, that is going to top the last game.
That is the most trifling football coach I've ever seen in my life. That is disgusting. It is nasty.
Like, I have no idea how that ever even got close to happening. But for some reason it did.
Yeah.
So for my number one first ballot pick, if you know me, you know I have a thing for crackheads. So my second favorite crackhead of all time, Bobby Brown, first ballot Ignant Hall of Fame. This man put crack on his chicken. I don't need to go over Bobby Brown's accolades. Just if you know, it's his prerogative.
Well, in this case, crackulates.
Crackulates, yes. Yeah. Every little step he took towards crack.
Right. You know, I'm sorry. This ain't the crack for me. You know, you're not my type of crack. You know? You know, I think there should be a separate crack Hall of Fame because there are some Hall of Fame crackheads. You know, Richard Pryor being among them because what he did was far worse than putting crack on chicken.
Oh, by far. Yeah, definitely. And there's
we don't even need to go into proof.
There is visual proof of the things that he did, not just a legend. It's not just thought of. At least there were no pictures of Bobby Brown sprinkling crack on his chicken But we know Rich Pryor did.
See, I don't get it. Bobby Brown sprinkles crack on his chicken, and it's a problem. Y'all be eating churches, and it's no issue. No. Hip-hop, whichever one of them. I don't know which one it is that be putting crack on their chicken. I think it's hip-hop.
Scully, who else you got going to the Hall?
Let's see. I will say 45. I think 45 would fit the profile of Ignan Hall of Fame. This man got nuclear codes just chilling in his bottom dresser drawer with the soy sauce and the yum-yum sauce, bro. Like, bro, why do you have all these documents in Mar-a-Lago? You don't even go to that hotel.
Bro, in your junk drawer.
In your junk drawer.
You don't even have them in like a James Bond suitcase that's handcuffed to your wrist. The thing's just in a junk drawer chilling. He said when he's
got them sprawled out on the table like bills. Like, the fuck is this?
You know what? I got someone to add to the Ignite Hall of Fame. Somebody who we know and love, but damn it, we got to get this man off TV. Shannon Sharp. Dear God, man. You we ain't got to be a coon on national TV. You are taking shots of Henny on Fox Sports. Fox? Of all stations, Fox?
They're unprovoked. Unprovoked.
Unprovoked. Now, I'm not calling him Jason Fatlock or nothing, but you, Shannon, come on, man.
It's two peas in a pod at this point. It's different. The coonery is advanced. Advanced level niggatry is what that is. You know,
this is high level, mega GT AP level coonery. And look, there's levels to this. Yes, Shannon Sharp will never be Jason Fatlock. Like, he ain't never gonna cross that page. But damn it, Shannon, damn it, Uncle Shay Shay. Give me one more, and then we got to get out. Then we got to get about it.
Okay, I got to think hard about this one. You know, I just really feel for you.
Also, what she said.
Wow, she said that too. Oh man, I got to think. Who else do I put in the Ignite Hall of Fame? I got to think of some people, man. I would say, damn, who would I put up there? Who would I put up there? Blueface. Yeah, I think just the quintessential picture of ignorance is Blueface. I don't even have to explain why. It's nothing he even did. It's just being Blueface.
His rapper name is Blueface. That's enough.
He had the women living in bunk beds, taking them to Walmart, getting them Gatorade, all type of shit, bro. What is this? What is wrong with these people, bro?
Not to mention, Blueface, a damn good quarterback back in the day.
Yeah, he quarterbacking the hoes now. That's what he's doing, bro. He's directing them, calling audibles and shit. Like, it's crazy.
And the final member of the honorary Ignite Hall of Fame is TNT's very own Charles Barkley. Because my man Chuck be saying any and everything on TV, and he can get away with it.
Yeah, shout out to the big old woman in San Antonio. If you know, you know. If you don't know, then you just wasn't there.
This is the same dude who openly said, I was the second best player on the Dream Team. And that's not an egregious statement by no means, but that's just the fact, like, hey, bro, hey, no one was going to come out and say that. Magic wasn't going to say this shit. John Stockton would never say that. Scottie Pippen would never say that. But he's like, nah, dog, I'm the second best on this team.
I mean, he won MVP.
Who's first? The dude they call Air Jordan. I'd be okay with that, you know.
Right.
Game recognized. Game recognized game.
Right.
But it's the fact Charles Barkley literally gained weight so a team would not draft him. Who? Do you know what we would do? What we did to James Harden? It would be what we did to James Harden when he forced his way out of Houston wearing that fat suit, but times 10 if a player just openly said that.
I'm trying to think of which team it was, because it probably depends. Because there's some teams I would be like, I can understand. Like, if you try to send me to Sacramento, I would purposely fail physical. I would bust myself in a drug test. Facts. No. Don't you dare send me to Sacramento. Don't you do that.
Don't you put that evil on me, Ricky Bobby.
Right. Don't you. Mm-mm. No. If you try to send me to Detroit, no. I will retire. I will medical redshirt something. Like, you won't do this to me. You know, no disrespect to the city.
Just the know what? I'm going back to college. I can spend another year in school. I'm good. I don't need this.
Right. One of the duns are overrated anyway. Like, he's just like, nah, you ain't going to do this to me.
You know what? I always told my mama I'd at least go to class in college. I could actually go to a class or two.
But the problem is they're going to be trash the next year when you come out again. You're going to mess around and fool around and get your degree, fucking around trying to avoid Detroit.
But you know what? That's why we have a lottery. So it's at least somewhat safe. It's somewhat fair.
Right.
So, ladies and gentlemen, what we have gotten out of this segment is there are some ignorant people on this planet, more ignorant than us. And hey, we ain't titled this show the way we did for nothing. So we have come to an end of another episode of the one and only D18 University podcast. Keep your lookout because we may have some bonus material for you. We also like to let you know that this episode is brought to you by Ignorant Taxi Service. We drop off, check in, throw hands better than your local Waffle House cook. If you need a checkup or a beat down, we got your back.
That probably would be an honorary mention for D1 Ignite Hall of Fame is a Waffle House cook, bro. Because let me tell you, man. Waffle House cooks, bro, ain't no job in America.
If we talking about police protect and serve, nah. Waffle House cooks protect and serve. So, Captain Scully, would you like to give the people your final thoughts before we head out?
Yeah, I would. Yes, absolutely. So I'm gonna just tell y'all, man, a lot has happened this week, you know. But the good news is, football is almost back. You know, football is almost back. Most notably, college football is almost back. We are going up this year. It's crazy. It's this year is gonna be insane, and I can't wait. I'm ending on a positive note this week. Much like Magic Johnson. So
okay, it's like... And that's where he gets cut off. Ladies and gentlemen, we'd like to thank you for listening to the one and only D1 Ignite University podcast. We look forward to coming to you semi-live, whatever the hell I feel like it at this point. Why? You already know, because I can do that. So ladies and gentlemen, like I love to say at the end of every episode, keep learning, keep living, keep loving. Hit up your local Ignite Taxi Service. We got you covered, and we out. The University.